The Mind Aware, 817.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, break through limiting beliefs, make more money, have more fun. Oh yeah, that's what we're all about. You know what I'm saying? I know you do. So if you are ready to build your business the fun, feel-good way, then you're in the right place. Head on over and get the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get it at danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. So we have been talking about intentional action these past weeks on the show. And part of the reason why we've been talking about intentional action is because in the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club, we have got the 6-week intentional action course coming out just right around the corner here, very, very soon. And so I would like you to go check out, this is the URL, PMEclub.com. So that's Positive Mindset Entrepreneur Club.com, PMEclub.com. And if you join the club and get on in there, you can do the 6-week intentional action course and you will accomplish 3 solid goals within 6 weeks. It's really fun. And we do it all together and we do it the feel-good way. We do it the intentional action way. That's what we're talking about on these multi-episodes, is that the whole world, the whole internet is screaming all of this crazy feel bad stuff that you have to do to build a business. And I have to say, it makes me a little nuts hearing everybody use these words like, oh, you can't be successful unless you do this, or get out of your comfort zone, or face the fear and do it anyway, or discipline yourself. Like, I can get my dander up. I got to say, I can get my dander up about that. Anybody say that anymore? I do. I can get my dander up and I don't like it. So, hence the reason we talk about intentional action. Feel good first, then take action. We've been doing it for multi-episodes here, explaining it step by step, how to feel good first, then take action. How to identify the things you don't like to do, identify the story you're telling about them, and then start building your new business in your mind. Like, really just think about it. Well, what do I like to do? What story am I telling about this stuff? Why am I doing this stuff I hate? Do I have some weird story that I can't make money unless I do this thing? Like, we know that's BS, don't we? We're brain trainers. You can tell a story and your reticular activating system part of your brain will match it up, whatever you say. So we don't have to do things the way everybody else does. Isn't that great? So hopefully by now you've taken the test at yourmarketingsuperpower.com. It really doesn't take very long. It's like 5-7 minutes, let's say. And it gives you a marketing superpower. And last episode, we talked in detail about each of the marketing superpowers. Today, I want to talk about the 3 areas of your business to really nail down for monetization. So many times we get these messages that make it sound like, here's your list of things to do as an entrepreneur. Build a website, get a business card, all of these kind of weird things that don't really make us any money. All of these things that sound like we have to do them, but then you go, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to have a Facebook page? Like, what is the rule that says I can't make money without a Facebook page? And so I'd like to give you a shortcut. 3 things to nail down if you are looking to monetize. Makes it very, very easy. So the first thing is some kind of a free offer. And it should come as no surprise that I would like to suggest you use your marketing superpower for your free offer. If you're a musician or somebody who is teaching music, or if you are somebody who creates snippets for people to use in their business marketing that's music, then your free offer should be something musical. If you're an artist, if you have the artist superpower, give people your creations. Whatever you're doing, have some creations that you can give away. I mentioned last week about the doodler in our Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club, and she gives away her doodles. So give your stuff away freely. You want to get attention, but you want to have a specific free offer that people would exchange their email address for, so that you have a following, that you're building a list of followers. And let's say you say, well, Dana, I really don't want to have an email list. I don't want to do that. Well, find a different way then to have an exchange where they have an opportunity to deepen their relationship with you. So maybe your way is that you invite them to a Facebook group to get your free offer or something like that. Or you connect on Messenger, like whatever your thing is, it doesn't really matter to me. So the point is, a free offer that they have to raise their hand for and say, I want this and I'm willing to give you some information or have a further connection. Like, I really want to go more all in. We have people who do offline businesses and create little sample packets. You know, their company maybe doesn't provide a sample packet, so they create little sample packets and they actually mail them. And people say, you know, it cost me a couple of bucks to mail them in the mail, but if somebody's asked me for them, I know that they've given me all their information and I can have a follow-up connection with them. So your free offer is something that is going to solve someone's problem, your ideal client's problem, that they really, really want. And they say, I really want that. I want that so much. I'm going to get it. And again, use your marketing superpower. If you're a spreadsheet genius and you're an analyst, give away some kind of spreadsheet with a bunch of different codes and formulas in it. If you're an orator, give away some kind of training or teaching. If you're a writer, give away a small ebook or some kind of a white paper, right? The idea is use your marketing superpower. All right, next, closing environment. This is the next thing to think about. Those people who've got your free stuff, you don't want to be out in the world yelling at them, buy my stuff. You don't want to be on social media being, hey, buy my stuff. So it's better to do it in some kind of a closing environment. So a closing environment might be something like a free webinar. That's a really good one if you're an orator. You do a free webinar, people come on, they listen to your step-by-step free advice that helps them solve a problem, and then you make an offer for a paid service or product or program. If you are a writer, your closing environment might be a really good sales page, right? If you have a really good written sales page or an email sequence, that might be. If you're a connector, your closing environment might be a one-on-one discovery call, right? So definitely find a way to create an environment where it makes sense to ask for the sale, and then ask for the sale in that environment using your marketing superpower. And then the third thing is your actual offer. What is it that you are selling? It's funny, but if you think about how many people are out there doing things that they hate to do and selling products and services that they think are just so hard to do. So you've got people with the gift of communication, or let me do that again. You've got people with the gift of connection, and they would be perfect at selling coaching services, let's say. And instead, somebody told them, learn how to create a digital program and do digital programs instead, right? Like, we're so easily convinced by people to step outside and do other things that aren't necessarily a match for what we're really good at and what we would excel at. So an offer that is a step up from your free offer that solves a problem. If you are an analyst, maybe you have SEO services. You can help people with their SEO on their website. If you are an artist, you could commission art or do graphics for a business, right? Or do music for all sorts of things, film or all sorts of things, right? If you are an orator, do that digital program. You're the one. You're the one to do that digital program because you can explain or teach. If you're an interviewer, do a package of your best interviews. Think of what an easy offer that is, how easy it is to pull together that offer. If you're an interviewer and you are interviewing a bunch of people, and then you put together that package of here's all the best tips from all the best people out there on this particular topic. Do you know how valuable that would be? Most experts are out there from their point of view selling their one thing. And here you are as the interviewer saying, I'm going to give you everybody. I'm going to give you all of it. So I think you see, when you focus on what is my gift and what am I good at, now it becomes easy to figure out what to do for your free offer, your closing environment, and your paid offer, because you're sticking within your zone of genius. You're sticking within that thing that you're good at. Isn't that so nice? What a relief. You never have to do that thing you hate to do again. Don't you just love that? You can only do the things that you love in your business. Only the fun things. Only the things you're good at. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Next time, we are going to talk about how to put all these pieces together and live, train your brain, and live intentional action every single day. And remember, we're doing this live. I'm there answering questions, giving you specifics right now in the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club, PMEClub.com, PMEClub.com. You come in there and you say, hey, I want to know, what should I do? I'm a conductor and I want to do this or that or the other thing. And I am there every day answering questions, connecting, and together we are going to accomplish three solid goals, three things you want to do. We don't really call them goals. I'll just give you a little spoiler alert. We call them expectations. Three expectations that you will have done, and accomplished in the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club. So come on over and join us and come and play. It's at PMEClub.com. Between now and the next show, what do? Train your brain, right? Think those positive thoughts. Start those wheels turning. Start saying things like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I can build my business the feel-good way. I love this idea. I love the idea that I can just do only the things that are fun for me, only the things that I enjoy. How awesome is that? Isn't it? It's so good. Can't wait. We'll see you then.